Pete and Kimber for breakfast.
On Mix.
Oh, we've got a mystery guest.
Mystery guest. Love a mystery guest because it's just the producers going, we're going to have someone there on the line for you and we don't know who it is. So we're unprepared.
Yeah.
We have no idea who it is and we just desperately, well, I don't know about you. I'm always hoping that I know who the person is because it's humiliating if I don't.
Yeah. And I agree with you because there's a couple of other things that we've been told here about mystery guest. It's that once we find out who mystery guest is, it should be pretty clear, obvious, and we'll have questions. Like, that's what we've been told.
Yeah.
Like, it's that sort of mystery guest.
Yep.
So,
and they're going to reveal three clues about themselves while we guess who it is we've heard.
All right. You ready?
Yeah,
So, mystery guest has been listening to this. Hello, mystery guest. Welcome to the Pete and Kimber Show.
Hello. Thank you.
Oh, hang on. Not much going on there.
Is that your real voice?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. I just want to I just want to make sure that the phone line's working. Can you count to five for me, please?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh,
Shannon Noll.
What? You're making a call already. We haven't even asked for the three things about them.
Oh, it might
What be. Makes you say Shannon Noll?
I don't know. I can just hear a bit of Nollsy in there. So.
Hey, mystery guest, why don't you reveal the first clue about yourself?
No, I'm a golf fanatic.
I'm a golf fanatic.
I'm a golf person.
Golf fanatic. Everybody's a bloody golf fanatic.
Okay. Give us a second clue.
My last name has four letters.
A golf fanatic.
Four letters in the last name. Okay. Give us a third clue.
Okay. I recently reunited with an old friend.
Recently reunited with an old friend. So a golf fanatic.
Second clue. The surname is four letters in the name.
Hang on. Noll is four letters. N-O-L-L.
Is this Shannon Noll?
Got me.
Oh, I was right. Yes. I was right. I bloody got it. Yes.
I thought that was a good throw off. That one was terrible.
How do you know it's Shannon Noll from him counting to five?
Because,
yeah.
Okay, I'll have you know.
Nollsy, he's such a big fan of you.
Nollsy.
You're a champion, Pete.
You know, we've gotten to know each other quite well over the years, Nollsy, and I'll have you know that at the moment in my garage is a six-stack CD player, and in there is still one of your albums. And I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to let you know that because it's bloody brilliant.
Why is it in the garage, awesome. Pete? Why aren't you playing it in the house?
Because my wife won't let me have it in the house.
Oh, thanks, mate. That's awesome.
What were you doing with your voice just then to try? Because there was like it was like you were half pitching at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. I didn't really know what. There's not much I can do with my voice, so I just took it up a little bit.
He was trying to hide it, and it was still as Nollsy as it could be. It was more Nollsy than Nollsy.
Oh, my God. Mate, what's happening? I've just been handed a piece of paper that's it says the 20th anniversary tour and album. That's what I'm talking
about.
Because
he's coming to Perth.
Yes, mate. Yeah, I'm coming to Perth. We're re-releasing as a 20th anniversary the first album of That's What I'm Talking About, the first album. And we're doing a big theatre show in support of the tour, mate. So,
20
yeah, coming
years.
Over that way. We've got a heap of shows over there, so it'll be great.
20 years. How old are we?
Oh, no, I was 27. I know. It feels like, it doesn't feel like 20 years. That's for sure. Where's the time gone?
Hey, we spoke to Guy Sebastian recently and we were having a bit of a chat to him and he reckons that you are jacked. Like you are absolutely, is this the audio? Is this, oh, I'm just getting a thumbs up. Sorry. I didn't realize they've given a surprise interview audio here. Here, take a listen to this. Oh, yeah.
Fire, shag or marry Shannon Noll, Mark Holden, your wife, Jules.
Oh, geez. All right. I'd fire Mark Holden. I'd still marry Jules, which means Shannon's getting it.
That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
I think the question...
That sounded ominous, didn't it?
Mate, yeah. We laughed for days about the way he said, Shannon's getting it.
I think the question is, Shannon Noll, are you getting it from the front or from the back?
Oh, I'm seeing him this afternoon. I'll have to ask him.
Can you record that for us and send it? We'd love to hear it. We're happy you're hanging out.
Mate, he reckons you're jacked now. Like you've been hitting the gym, cleaning yourself up.
Yeah, I've been training really hard, mate, for the last 18 months, I suppose, now. But I only had like 12 months off when I just moved up north out of Sydney, because the whole 15 years I've been training in Sydney, you know, it's always sort of been part of just the my sort of lifestyle, just training. So, but now I've been right back into it, back up where I live now, and really focusing on it.
What's the new inspo? You know, have you got a festival coming up you're really shredding for, or are you thinking there's, you know, you're going to branch out and do UFC?
No. I'm just trying to get healthy, mate, and trying to put a bit of muscle on, you know. I'm sort of that body type that I'll lose muscle volume and sort of end up looking fat skinny, you know what I mean? You have fat gut and skinny arms and legs, so I went bugging out of kind of that. look E.T. a little bit, you know?
All right, mate, now, before we let you go, can you hang around a little bit? Because we want to play our brand new game, Wheel of Inappropriate Questions, with you. Are you?
Sounds awesome.
I mean, it's pretty clear what it's about.
Now, let us get down to business.
Wheel of Inappropriate Questions.
It's time to spin the Wheel of Inappropriate Questions, Shannon Knoll. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Shannon, are you happy for me to wheel on your behalf? The numbers go from 1 to 6. Is there a number you'd like me to start on?
Yeah, 6, mate.
Okay. We'll go in the middle there of 6. Ready? Okay.
Yep.
Here we go. Oh, and it's landed on lucky number 6.
Is it really?
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Now, whatever's on the back of this, mate, you have to answer the question.
Okay.
Shannon Knoll, has a fan tried to shag you?
No, a couple of the older ladies got a bit frisky a few times.
Really?
And then hung on a bit longer when you're cuddling them. So. God bless them, but you know, I suppose it's still everything's still working at that age. But yeah, probably a couple of times with the older girls.
Well, this is the thing, mate. Like you're of the generation where they paraded you guys everywhere you possibly. Yeah. You were at the Westfields. You did the big tours.
Yeah, all of that sort of stuff.
So I can imagine there'd be a few of them and be like, "Hey, Shannon, hey, what are you doing after this?"
Yeah, mate. For sure, over the years, that's what happens, but I suppose.
Yeah, not so much at the Westfield. It's when they're down at the Gundagai Tavern.
Knollsy, honestly, it's just the best whenever you appear, no matter for what reason. It's so lovely to catch up with you again, mate. Thanks for joining
us. No worries, guys. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the chat.
And please do record the awkward moment when you mentioned to Guy that he has plans for you to get it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, I won't be tripping over. None of him, that's for sure.